Congressman Mike Quigley joins the show here. And before, Congressman, we get to all the important stuff, did I hear right? Am I right that you are a Loyola grad? Is that correct, sir?
I attended and graduated from Loyola University Law School and was honored to teach at the undergraduate school for 7 years.
How about that? So you're a Rambler?
Oh, Ramblers, yeah. Or well, everybody's a Rambler for now, right?
I'm a Rambler. I just don't know what a Rambler is. Can you explain what a Rambler is? Do you know what it is?
I think it is what it sounds like. I'll leave it at that.
A rambling man?
Something like that.
Okay.
It's what you want it to be.
It's what I want it to be. Well, I'd like them to win. I'd like them to go all the way. Did you pick them in your bracket, by the way, or did you not partake in the whole bracket thing this year?
You know, when the first round ended and there's nothing left, just, you know, little cinders there, it's just not worth talking about brackets anymore.
Yeah, that's true. I hear you. I want to get to some important stuff, too, because there's a couple things. Stimulus checks, I hear you're getting a lot of questions coming into your office about those. And also, you've been up out front on this issue that has come up on my show quite a bit with different, like, listeners have been reaching out, talking about mail delivery in certain pockets of the city and suburbs that are they're just not getting the kind of adequate service. They're missing mail in some cases for weeks. And the feds are on it now. I mean, I know you guys are trying to get to the bottom of this.
Well, this is a national issue. And all of us have been through periods of erratic service, as you say, pocketed in Chicago. I've been involved one way or another since 1982 in going to community meetings about this issue, and it's frustrating. But this stretch may be the worst. Typically, we average 500 complaints a whole year. Well, we got 1,000 in the first month or so of this year. So you got to look at why. And these are reasons, not excuses. Obviously, COVID had a lot to do with this. You know, the mail service was down. Workforce, sometimes in some areas, 50 to 60%. And the fact is, while first class and regular letter mail was down about 40%, package delivery because of COVID went up about 120%. They're delivering more packages than any other shipper, and they just couldn't handle it. So we're still recovering from that. The weather didn't help, but vaccinations, workers coming off quarantine, kids going back to school means that workers can, you know, take less time off. Again, these are reasons, not excuses, and we're working on the bigger picture, including bringing a lot more postal workers into the city.
Can they now get vaccinated and that kind of thing? Or are they part of this next wave, do you know, Congressman?
They've been getting vaccinated for some time now, but obviously it doesn't all happen overnight. And as you could imagine, when the pandemic was at its peak, the processing centers, and many of those facilities were just ripe for the spread of the vaccine, COVID. So it did impact quite a bit. I think we need to overcome it. I think there are bigger pictures, bigger problems with the post office, postal service that have to be corrected. And it's up to us to make sure that they're better prepared in the event something like this happens again.
Yeah, we've heard from listeners many, many times, different neighborhoods. There's some on the south side. There's Alderman O'Shea, Beverly. That area is Mount Greenwood area. They've had problems on Rogers Park on the north side. I know there are areas and pockets all throughout the listening area that I've heard. And then I just saw this New York Times story that says that it isn't just the fact that some people aren't getting mail, which is super frustrating when you're waiting on medications or checks or stimulus payments and things that really matter to you. To get that's difficult, but it's sort of everyone. They're saying that only 62% of first class mail was delivered on time, according to the timetable set by the Postal Service themselves. So it's really sort of it is, as you point out, it's a national issue. It's an everywhere issue.
Look, there's a number of things going on that we have to correct. Well, one is they're trying to put in place a modernization program, which simply has to work to speed things up. I think there's an expectation of what mail service should be that the current Postmaster General so said, hey, it's going to get worse under his plan. And then problems like air service. It is they don't have any planes. They rely on others to deliver, and that simply hasn't worked. So increasing the workforce, making sure the system is ready to deliver the number of packages they have, adjusting to the modern world. I mean, it's not like it used to be. The average number of pieces of mail that are delivered per stop is for the first time under 3. So there's a number of things that at play here, including the financial situation of the post office. Some of that can be changed with changes in legislation. But again, you're right. It's a national issue that affects us locally. We also have to look, you know, my office is waiting for people's calls, because the best way to get to an issue is find out where the problems are most acute, work with the service locally to make those corrections.
Mm-hmm. Are you fairly confident with what you know now, Congressman, that we're on the right path, that things are going to get better and better for those folks dealing with bad mail service?
I think we're going to get better for some reasons that don't mean there's going to be a long-term solution. That is, the weather's getting better. We're moving away from the pandemic, as I said, vaccinations, people coming off, workers coming off quarantine, kids going back to school. I think the workforce will grow in that regard anyway. I've been told that we're getting between 300 and 400 additional workers in the next couple months brought into the city to address this. So for those reasons alone, service will get better. Will there be spotty problems until we correct the bigger problems? Absolutely. Then we have to, now we have to address the bigger long-term issues of modernization, improving air service, getting the service to handle the fact that it's delivering more packages than any other service in a more efficient manner.
Mm-hmm. I hear you, Congressman. Just a few minutes left here, but I know you're also getting a lot of questions coming into your office about stimulus checks. I'm guessing the top one is, where's mine? But I just wonder, what are you hearing and what can you tell us regarding stimulus checks that might help answer some of the questions people have?
Look, I can always go to IRS.gov. There's a website that will, that spells out exactly where their payment is and how it's going. The IRS is facing a lot of things all at the same time as they move this forward. I do think that most people should get their stimulus payment probably by the end of this week, certainly by the end of next. I know they want to get it as quickly as possible. You saw that the IRS delayed the filing by a month. They're addressing last tax hike, the fact that they're putting out an additional payment program like this. There's changes in the tax code that they're implementing. It is the subcommittee I chair that funds the IRS. We are trying to get them staffed up more so they can handle complaints and address constituent requests on a more timely basis. And again, it is a national issue, but our office is glad to help people.
I didn't realize you were part of the committee that oversees the IRS. I saw a story in the Wall Street Journal, though, that said that the top income earners, the top 1% or 0.1%, are not necessarily, that they're finding more tax avoidance schemes, and that there are, I'm looking here, the paper estimates the top 1% of households failed to report about 21% of their income, with 6 percentage points of that due to sophisticated strategies that random audits do not detect. And then they go to the 0.1%. Unreported income may be nearly twice as large as conventional IRS methodologies would suggest. So they looked into it and they said, I know one of Biden's promises are that the rich are going to be paying more. And then you look at the very, very rich, the ones who probably most can afford it, whether you agree with the policies or not, are finding ways to get around that. Is that something you're looking into?
Absolutely. And if your listeners want to get more aggravated, here's another fact. The fact is, the wealthiest Americans are less likely in current recent years to be audited. It is a weird situation. It should be fair for everyone, but right now it's not. A lot of that has to do with the funding and the sophistication it takes to do these audits. So I don't chair the committee that has full oversight over the IRS. I chair the committee that does some of the funding of those that do oversight. I fund the IRS, not the Postal Service in that regard. So We have oversight in the sense that we fund them, and we need to give them enough resources so that they can conduct these audits fairly for every American.
Yeah. Congressman, I appreciate the time today, and hope that your office can keep us posted on all the things you're working on, and just appreciate the time.
Thank you. Anytime. Take care.
Congressman Mike Quigley, you do the same.